Many opposed to the ordinance cited outdated or limited studies that say masks aren't effective for mitigating spread of the coronavirus. Many others cited concerns about eroding civil liberties. Attorney Jared Gass called the mandate a line in the sand.
Asking the healthy for the appeasement of the frightened is no way to govern a city needing to shut this down right now. What's next?
Call it. Please, no applause.
Others, like Julie Erickson, say previous trauma and health issues can prevent people from wearing a mask. She says her daughter has been harassed for not wearing one.
We don't need that kind of division and that kind of behavior in our city. Don't mandate division, please. It's already there. Let's not make it worse.
Many in favor of the mandate spoke over Zoom, like SDSU professor Sam Smith.
While I understand the appeal to personal responsibility, when you walk into a public space and pass a virus to a family's grandparent, aunt, uncle, who ends up dying, how are we to hold you responsible for that?
Several doctors and other healthcare providers also spoke in favor of the mandate, saying current scientific consensus shows masks are effective. City Council member Nick Wendell was the first to speak after public comment.
Mask wearing is not only pro-science and pro-public health, it is pro-economic recovery. So I will support the citywide mask mandate for those reasons.
The 60-day ordinance passed 5-2. The council also passed a resolution with several exemptions, including for those with mental health or other conditions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.